British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has reached a Brexit deal with the European Union in Brussels, but now Parliament must approve it. This is very similar to the one that former Prime Minister Theresa May reached, but without the controversial Ireland backstop. To find out what's in the deal and what has to happen next, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with Sky News reporter Enda Brady in London. Good to talk to you today, Enda. So what is in this new deal that makes it different from the last one?
Well, it's extremely similar to the last one, but the backstop has gone. This was the controversial insurance policy that basically would keep Northern Ireland very closely aligned to Ireland and the European Union in the event of them not being able to reach a deal on a future relationship. So basically, that backstop has been removed, but effectively what Boris Johnson has done, Northern Ireland will be very, very closely tied to the European Union in terms of customs and alignment and goods and trade, and the border would effectively be down the Irish Sea. So his big problem is getting this through Parliament. Parliament in the UK is going to sit on Saturday for the first time since the Falklands War in 1982, and it will sit with the express intention of voting on Boris Johnson's deal. So he, no doubt, will be full of confidence tonight, but he's in exactly the same situation as Theresa May. He's come back from Brussels, from the European Union, with an agreement, with a deal, but he voted against her deal three times and said it was a disaster. And his one, a lot of people are saying, is even worse.
So I wonder what Parliament will think.
Well, already Labour, who are the second biggest party in Parliament under Jeremy Corbyn, they've said they can't possibly support this. They say it's even worse than what Theresa May negotiated. SNP, Scottish National Party, they have said they can't support it. And of course, Boris Johnson's proper uppers in Parliament, the DUP from Northern Ireland, Democratic Unionist Party, they are in Northern Ireland, but they want Northern Ireland to remain British. They can't fathom this. There is no way they can support it. So if you look at the parliamentary arithmetic, he's on a hiding to nothing.
Will England still have any connection to the European Union?
None. I mean, if Britain does Brexit, finally, 3 years and 4 months after that referendum, no, they would have to begin relations all over again. I think, you know, it was interesting. The Irish Prime Minister, Taoiseach, as we call him, Leo Varadkar, he gave a news conference and he said, look, regressively, our nearest and dearest neighbours, Britain, have decided to leave the European Union. He said, it's like a dear old friend heading off on an adventure. We wish them well. And there was like an element of almost pathos in there. You know, it was kind of very, very strange to see Britain setting off on this journey and the rest of Europe just wondering why they're doing it. I mean, obviously the result of the referendum has to be respected, but this is an interesting deal Boris Johnson has brought back. He will be his usual blusterous, confident, super confident self. But ultimately, Parliament have to ratify this. And at the moment, he simply doesn't have the numbers.
So when does Parliament have to ratify if they're going to?
So the end of October was the deal. That was the deadline. And he has all of, 14, 15 days to get this sorted out before Britain is in a position where he has to ask for an extension to negotiate further. But he has made some progress. I mean, you know, we were always under the impression that the Europeans would not reopen Theresa May's deal. He has got an agreement. He's got a deal with the Europeans. Now he's got to sell it to his own parliament. And his best bet on Saturday is to say to the people who want Brexit, look, this might taste a little bit kind of sour at the moment, but it's this or nothing. It's this or no Brexit.
We've got to go in a sec. Let me ask an entirely egocentric question. You know, we're Americans, so we could be entirely egocentric. After Brexit, what difference will we notice when we go across the pond?
Oh, you'll notice no difference, but the problem for British citizens is there will be no problem for Americans coming here. You'll always be welcome here. The relationship will always endure. The problem will be for Brits going in on holidays and on business in other European countries. Take my family, for example. I'm Irish. I'm on an Irish passport. I will always be in the European Union. Our two children have European Union Irish passports. My wife is English. She has a British passport. So say we go on holidays to Italy, we will land, Me and the children will go through one exit, and she will be in a big queue with everyone else who's not in the European Union. So, you know, this is something that families the length and breadth of the UK are going to have to deal with. It's, and, you know, my wife can't get a European Union passport after October 31st if this deal goes through. I mean, it's for a lot of people, it's a big problem.
Wow, sort of prosaic, but there it is, practical life. Thanks for talking to us, Enda. That's Sky News reporter Enda Brady in London.